48. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 57 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with New York Giants legend and South Carolina Hall of Famer Corey Miller
and his son,
four-time SEC champion
and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
And not down again. It was Christian Miller.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
And welcome into this Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Experts. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you guys are, wait, Chase, I should have said it's a Thanksgiving edition. I know Thanksgiving is tomorrow, but as we let you guys know last couple of days, we will not be live on air tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a little Thanksgiving stream. Probably not. But if you guys really want us to, maybe we'll do something like that. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving, early Thanksgiving to all you listeners out there. Big thanks to you guys. We have this platform and are able to do this. So if I had to pick one thing I'm very grateful for, it's obviously this show and all of you that come here, support us, listen to us, and make this whole thing possible. Just like Chase, Reed, and everybody behind the scenes, behind the glass that does everything. So big thanks to all you guys. I'm definitely thankful for you guys during this Thanksgiving week slash holiday. We obviously got plenty to talk about. We're diving deeper into the Iron Bowl matchup. I've had time to go back and watch plenty of tape and get my thoughts together on this this game. And I'm not going to lie, man. I think it's going to be a really good football game. I really do. The more I watch Auburn and break down this matchup, I'm coming away with a lot of thoughts. And I think it could be a very interesting matchup like we always expect here in the Iron Bowl. So we'll talk about that plenty. Still waiting to see if we'll have any guests for today. I'll keep you guys posted on that, but if not, you guys already know we're going to roll. We're going to break things down. We're going to take your questions, comments, and concerns. Take your phone calls, 205-342-9904. You always can contribute that away. Call us. We'd love to talk with you on the phone lines here on Tide 100.9. Plus, you can always come on to the stream, which we do that every single day on YouTube at The Miller's Edge, where you can check us out for free. Just join the stream. You can interact in the chat, hang out, watch everything that we do here when we put stuff up on the screen, all that good stuff. Plus, I'm not sure if you guys notice, and hopefully it's not lagging too bad for y'all, at least on the video. The audio is fine. But we got the setup back, man, which feels great. I got my whole setup back. So if you see me scanning across back and forth, because I got my wide monitor. It's like 49 inches. It's wide. But now I can multitask much better, and everything should be a lot more seamless. So I'm super fired up about that. And it's crazy. I told Chase, it must be something in the air for Thanksgiving. God is always good. I definitely know it had to be him, because I didn't do anything, man. I had issues with the power from the storm yesterday. The storm knocked my power out. And crazy enough, I was going to box up my setup so I could take it to get fixed. And sure enough, when I went to turn it on, it magically was working. Everything was working flawlessly. So I don't know. I guess God wanted to bless me this Thanksgiving with my setup back. So I'm very thankful for that as well. Before we dive into the whole football talk, which we're going to do that, we got plenty of time for it. Chase, man, we got to talk a little bit of Thanksgiving, man. First and foremost, man, happy early Thanksgiving to you. I guess I got a few questions for you. Do you have any plans? Favorite Thanksgiving food? And, yeah, tell me one thing you're grateful for this Thanksgiving.
Man, Christian, happy Thanksgiving to you and your awesome family. It's been awesome to be your producer, and it's just thankful to do another year with you, man. But
absolutely.
Put me on the spot. So I will probably be heading out tonight to go to New Orleans to deal with some family stuff. And then I possibly will be back for Friday. I don't know yet. I'll let you know. But some Thanksgiving dishes. You can't go wrong with the turkey. You got to do it right, though, because some people can't cook the turkey.
Can't have a dry turkey. Is that what you're getting at?
Amen. Amen. I love me some stuffing, man. Some green casserole. I'm a big dessert guy. I don't know what it is, but I love me some pumpkin pie. I love me some cherry pie. I love to bake with my family. It's one of the biggest traditions of the year. And then obviously watching football, you know, it's always a tradition at my family's house to just sit down, talk, and just watch football all day long. So yeah, man, I'm thankful. Again, just for Thanksgiving, everybody have a safe drive wherever you're going. Please be safe, but happy Thanksgiving to everybody that can hear me right now.
Absolutely, man. Good stuff. And listen, I'm getting hungry already thinking about it. I'm like you. I think we probably share a lot of the same stuff. Let me think. I gotta have either yams or sweet potato casserole with marshmallows on top. Gotta have it, right? That's a must for me. I'm not a big person when it comes to like sugar and sweets, but that's something sweet that I could indulge in all day. So I gotta have that. I've always been the type, Chase. I love turkey. Like you said, it's got to be done right. I need my turkey juicy. I can't do dry turkey, man. I don't want to be chewing for 30 minutes with each bite. So I need, you know, a nice cooked, old up turkey. But I also need some ham, man. I've always been big on ham and turkey. I like both. So I need turkey ham. I got sweet potato casserole. Got to have stuff and dressing. I know we both call it, everybody calls it something different, but got to have that. That's got to be done right too, man. That's got to be done right as well. My mom's always a little sweet, like just a little sweet, you know, not too sweet, but just a little bit of sweetness to it. Probably had some like cornbread mix, something like that. But anyway, it was really good. So that has got to be on my plate. What else, man? I'd go for mashed potatoes, some collard greens, some greens, any type of green, really. I'll take that. I feel like I'm missing something big, Chase. Honestly, man, maybe the mac and cheese. But you know what's crazy? And this might be an unpopular opinion, but I like mac and cheese. But it's not like a must have for me. I know for a lot of people that is like a must have on their plate. But for me, I don't have to have it. It's kind of like one of my secondary options, right? Like, especially when you have so many things to choose from, so many choices. Typically, if I'm running out of space, that's going to come second. Or I get just a little bit just to have some of it. And I guess cranberry sauce, that's kind of a... I don't need too much of it, but I like a little bit of it just for the experience.
I'm the same way.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like you need some, but not too much. And what am I missing, man? I'm trying to envision my plate right now, Chase, because my mouth is watering. I'm already hungry thinking about it. I don't know. I'm probably forgetting some, but I feel like I hit the main ones, man. Honestly, as long as I have the things that I named, I'm solid. I should be good. You know, there's probably a couple other things out there, but I want to know you guys' go-tos when it comes to Thanksgiving. What is y'all's ideal plate or must-have food? And then if you want to drop something you're grateful for, man, please do that, man. That's always fun. Hey, listen, they say, you know, when you speak positively, you talk about things you're grateful for, you tend to focus more on that, right? Because obviously we all have a bunch of things that stress us out on a day-to-day basis and things that definitely probably occupy our minds most of the time. But now it's just a reminder, which we should do this every day, but especially on Thanksgiving, all the things we're grateful for, man, because if you really break it down, there's a lot of people out there that would kill to be in your shoes and would love to have the opportunities and all the resources that you have that you might, and I say you, I should say that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis. So always nice to have this holiday, not just for the food, but as a reminder of all the good things that we're blessed with on a day-to-day basis that a lot of other people might not be able to enjoy. That said, don't forget about our friends over at R&R Cigars, especially during this holiday season. They're doing that food drive. They're collecting canned goods. They're collecting non-perishable items. They've got the food drive going. They're trying to feed up to 5,000 families. Make sure you guys help them out. 2703 Gary Fitz Street is where you can go drop it off. That's their location. If you're also looking for a place to watch any sporting event, right? Basketball is going on. We know we got the Iron Bowl this weekend. If you're not making the trip to Auburn, you can always go hang out at R&R and go watch it. They got over 160 bourbons there on tap for you to try. Plus, they're now using the new Yay Alabama liquor. So you can go try that there as well. And of course, they've got cigars galore. They've got plenty of them for you right there at R&R Cigars to try from. Or if you need to make an order, go on their website, rnrcigars.com. Use that code MillersEdge to get you 20% off your order. So make sure you guys show them some love. And I forgot to mention, if you do support their food drive, they do offer you up to 50% off of one cigar to show their thanks for that. So make sure you guys check them out. Again, that is R&R Cigars. I'm telling you, great place to go watch Iron Bowl, man. It's going to be lit. It's going to be packed over there. So go check them out this weekend if you're not attending the game. We got to hit a timeout. We come back. We start diving into this Iron Bowl matchup. I'm telling you, I've got plenty to talk about. I'll let you know who we end up getting on the show. I don't know if we have a guest confirmed just yet, but if we do, I'll keep you guys posted on that. But if not, we're going to deep dive into it. I got some tape to pull up. Plus, Chase, we were talking a lot about coaching rumors and coaching searches the past couple of days, man. There might be some updates that might not necessarily directly affect us, but could be indirectly affecting us. And I'll talk about that when we come back after this quick timeout right here, Ty.
800-498-6548. That's 800-498-6548. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Thanksgiving edition. I was thinking Wednesday, but then Thanksgiving, and I just mixed up my days. That was a fail. Let's do this again. This Thursday, I just did it again. What is wrong with me, Chase? I'm so used to saying that the days of the week. This Thanksgiving edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Sorry, we're talking so much about food and Thanksgiving. The whole chat has got me hungry right now. Latoya asked, Christian, can you and do you cook? If so, what's your go-to dish? Don't get me started, man. You're going to get me off track. Can I cook? Absolutely. I take pride in cooking. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm some gourmet chef. I don't cook the most exquisite dishes. Like, I don't try to be too fancy. But I'll be honest with you. That's about all I do. I don't really eat out. I hardly eat out, really. I pretty much meal prep everything. But I would say my go-to dish, I'd have a couple. On Tuesdays, I do taco nights now. It's like my main thing. Every Tuesday, I cook tacos. Shrimp linguine, I love to do like a pasta meal prep, spaghetti, right? I'd like to eat a lot of like carbs for fuel and energy. Then I'll do like Asian-style chicken, whether it's teriyaki chicken or like bang bang chicken with jasmine rice, like, you know, vegetables, all that good stuff. And of course, like your traditional like steaks and stuff. So I mean, like that's kind of how I like to cook. But like I said, I'm not going to have like some gourmet type deal. But to me, it's pretty damn good. I take pride in it. I feel like I'm a pretty good cook, man. So it's a good question. All right, take a break from some of the food for a second. Let's talk about this real quick before we dive into some Iron Bowl talk, Chase. We talked a lot yesterday about Kane Womack, that whole Arkansas position, thinking that there could be an alignment there, right? He played there. I think his dad coached there as well. A lot of history between the Womack family and the University of Arkansas. he's coaching some of his best ball, right? Probably of his whole career. I mean, statistically, where this defense is stacking up right now at the University of Alabama under Kane Womack as defensive coordinator is really impressive. So I was initially a few weeks ago thinking, all right, he's probably about another year out from getting a solid head coaching gig like that SEC type position. And then fast forward a week or two, some of these, you know, positions that are open started linking him to some, you know, maybe some potential interviews and whatnot. And I was like, man, maybe I was off by a year. Maybe they are ready to give him that shot. But it looks like Chase, he might have to wait a little bit longer to get that. And I'm calling it his dream job just because I'm assuming it is because he's, you know, got the history there. But it looks like he might have to wait a little bit longer to get that dream job of his. There's reports coming out, and I don't know the validity of them, right? So just beware, they might not be official. We know how this goes. There's reports sometimes, it ends up not really coming to fruition. But allegedly, according to some sources over in Arkansas, Alex Golish has allegedly agreed to become the next head coach of the University of Arkansas. That's why I said it indirectly affects us, right? It's not directly affecting us, but indirectly, I would assume that, because in my opinion, I didn't think Kane Womack would necessarily leave just yet unless the right opportunity came up, and I thought that could have been one of those right opportunities. Well, looks like, unfortunately, he's going to have to wait a little bit longer. And I say unfortunately because I feel for the guy, because, I mean, like, it seemed like everything was kind of aligning to make sense for him to take that job, but he's going to probably have to wait at least for that one. Now, there's a number of other positions we'll have to see, but I think he ends up being here at least another year. Personally, that's just my thought. Good news is they're locked in. He didn't even want to take the questions about it, and I think that's the right idea, because I'll be honest with you. We're talking about the Iron Bowl, and we know what comes with it, especially this year. We know what's on the line, right? A chance to go to the SEC Championship first time under Kalen DeBoer, year two. A trip to the college football playoffs is on the line. And if I'm not mistaken, I think what's on the line for Auburn, I know a lot of people are saying they don't really have anything, but I think outside of them ruining our season, which they would probably love to do, I want to say if they win this game, that would make them bowl eligible. I think they've got, what, 5 wins right now. So I think one more would put them in that spot. So they're also playing with some marbles out there. That said, going back and watching this team, Chase, just to kind of preview it, man, I'll say this. We're going to need our defense to step up. This isn't the same Auburn team that had that stagnant offense for a majority of the season. I'll read out some numbers here in a minute. And I get it. Last game was against Mercer. So no one's really including that. But still, if you think about it, I mean, it still was impressive playing a quarterback that hardly played, right? True freshman. And just seeing their body of work since Hugh Freeze has been fired and just watching what they're putting on tape. They've got some new life in this offense. We know about the defense, and if you don't, I'll talk about them here in a minute. I mean, one of the best run-stopping defenses in the country. They're really stout up front, really good front seven. They're weak on the back end. They're definitely vulnerable in that spot. But, you know, pound for pound, they have a really solid defense, right? We know the challenges that come with that. We'll talk about it. But the offense wasn't really there with it. Now, in under the last two games under, is it Dixon? I believe his name is Derek Nix. Derek Nix. They've looked a lot better offensively. They've had a change at quarterback and seeing kind of what they're doing with him, kind of, you know, utilizing his skill set, just making him comfortable, getting him, you know, in rhythm, really just getting the ball to their skill players, right? Their playmakers. They're not really taking these crazy shots or doing anything extensive. It's a lot of quick passing game, just getting the ball out quick and letting their playmakers make plays. That said, this offense has been much more productive than it had been all year. So with that, you know, it does make this game a little bit more of a challenge than you might have anticipated it being 3, 4, 5 weeks ago before some of these changes. So we'll dive into that here in a minute because I definitely want to give a breakdown on it. I've been watching this tape. I've been paying attention to new quarterback, seeing what he has to offer. Watched a little bit of Mercer. I need to go back and finish that. But seeing what Deuce Knight has to offer. And I'll tell you why, because it is believed, and I think their coaches already had said this, but they're probably going to at least have him play a little bit. He's not going to get the start, right? I mean, they're going back with the guy, Ashton, right, that took over for, all these names, I'm trying to remember everybody at once, that took over for, what's his name, dude from Oklahoma. But they do expect Deuce Knight to get some packages in this game, meaning if you're Kane Womack in this defense, you're going to have to prepare for a lot. And it's interesting because, I mean, you're going to look at what they've done all year, but really you got to dial in on the past 2 weeks because it has been a little bit different under Derek Nix. So We're going to dive into all that stuff deeper here in a minute. But first, we got to hit a timeout. When we come back, we'll do all that. We'll dive into this Iron Bowl talk. I got a lot more details that I'm going to give you guys, and maybe we'll try to pull up some tape as well. And if you guys got any questions while I'm doing it, man, make sure you guys drop those here on the chat. Call in 205-342-9904 is the number. We're about to break down this Iron Bowl right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Sport Experts. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
State. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors.
Tractor, Castaway Fish Co., Crimson Pride Hunting and Fishing, Precision Armory, Jumpson Grocery, Urbans, Military Surplus R Us, and Adams Heating and Cooling.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30 plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Art Sport Experts. And yes, we're aware Thanksgiving is tomorrow, but we will not be on air, so we won't be talking with you guys, at least via Tide 100.9. So I want to go ahead and wish you guys a very happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, and all that good stuff while we got you with us here on this Thanksgiving Eve. That being said, let's dive into this Iron Bowl talk a little bit more in depth. I told you guys I've been watching a lot of tape, going over a number of things, and I'm kind of forming my opinion a little bit more solidly here after seeing some things. But here's some things about Auburn, at least over the past couple of weeks, right? We know Hugh Freeze gets hired. He gets fired. He was not hired. He was most definitely fired. Hugh Freeze, they let go of him. You got DJ Durkin taking over, defensive coordinator, right? We know a lot about him. Hell, he came here, interviewed for the job here, almost got hired by Coach Saban before he retired. But you've got a guy by the name of Derek Nix taking over with the play calls. Why'd I bring him up? Well, if you go back and look offensively, Auburn has looked much better with him taking over the play calling over the last couple weeks. In the last two games, this is an interesting stat, and I understand Mercer was one of these games, but they are a pretty decent FCS team. Auburn has compiled 1,100 yards and 100-plus points, right, in two games. And one of those games was mainly done by their true freshman quarterback, Deuce Knight, who had, I think, like four rushing touchdowns. He had himself a big game. So the reason I bring that up is you really got to go back and watch the last two games, especially the Vanderbilt game, if you want to go back. The reason I bring up the Vanderbilt game, you got to see a lot of Ashton Daniels as well, who's going to be the starter, right? The reason Deuce Knight played last week against Mercer is because they needed to save him or save his final year of eligibility. And they did that by preserved that by sitting him out and saving him for the Iron Bowl. So you're going to see Ashton Daniels, who is a good player, right? You know, he played a good game against Vanderbilt. I know they lost in overtime, but if you go back and watch that game, I mean, he was solid. And if you go and see how they're getting things done, right, with this, I don't want to necessarily call it like a new look Auburn offense, but I guess you can call it that. I mean, they got a new play caller, new quarterback, all that good stuff. He was 31 of 44, two touchdowns in that game, 353 yards. So, I mean, they're going to have him throw the football a lot. But if you go and watch, a lot of what they do, you see a lot of quick game, a lot of rhythm throws, getting the ball out, whether it's screen games, really getting the ball in the hands of their playmakers and letting those guys make plays. And personally, I think that's probably smart. And if you go back and look, I think he's kind of had a little bit of issue with turnovers in his career, but he's done a nice job since taking over the starting job for Auburn and giving them kind of a new life offensively. They've got a solid running game. Cobb is their running back. He's a near 1,000-yard rusher, so you definitely want to respect their ground game. I had to pull up where they come in statistically overall, but I do know he's one of the top rushers in the conference, so they do run the football effectively. And now with Ashton Daniels in there, who also is a dual-threat quarterback, you always got to respect that. You know, you did it with Jackson Arnold. This guy is a really good athlete as well, can extend plays with his legs, whether it's quarterback design run. He did have at least one rushing touchdown, I think at least one, might have been two, I can't remember, but against Vanderbilt. So you got to be prepared for that. And even the third guy, Deuce Knight, is same thing, but probably a better athlete than the other two. So I expect us to probably see at least two. They've mentioned that there will be packages for Deuce Knight in this game. So he will see the field, but Ashton Daniels will be the quarterback that we're facing. Regardless, you got to prepare for the quarterback running game and that dual threat ability out of whoever we see. Could you see Jackson Arnold too? I mean, he technically beat Alabama last year at Oklahoma, potentially. But I think those are the two main guys that you will see in this game. Auburn's got some good playmakers. They're led by Cam Coleman, really good receiver. He's a top guy. Singleton's the next guy that they have that you got to pay attention to. Those guys are really good playmakers, and they're trying to get those guys the football. One of my keys that I would say if I was Auburn would be let those guys make plays, right? We've seen them incorporate in this offense a lot more as of recently, and it's been helping them pay. It's been paying dividends, helped them out a lot. So definitely anticipate seeing them trying to get those guys to football. Cam Coleman, arguably one of the best receivers in college football, really talented football player. I'm sure you guys from the state of Alabama are familiar with him. I expect him to be very much involved in this game plan. So if you're Alabama's defense, you're Kane Womack looking at this game, you really go back and look at the last two games for sure. Look at everything, but really dial in. I really would dial in on that Vanderbilt game. That being said, we play a lot of, you know, the way we play our zone defenses, I'll just say this, anticipating a lot of those quick throws, I would be coaching my guys up right now to be prepared, right? You got to stick and mesh to things, right? Because if not, they'll pick you apart. They'll take these little 5-6 yard completions and they'll just work themselves down the field. We saw it against Vanderbilt and hope that their guys can make a guy miss and get some yards after the catch. So you got to be ready for that. Be ready for a lot of screen game. But best believe they're going to try to run the football. Auburn's always done that. I don't really care who the head coach has been. When they play Alabama, they look to test you. And best believe you're probably going to see that in this game. The good news is what once was a pretty big weakness for this Alabama defense has been a lot better as of recently. Our rushing defense has improved tremendously. And I think a lot of that comes from a number of things. But really, if you look at our linebacker play, has been much better from the first part of the season to where we're at now. Linebacker play has done a complete 180. The D-line play has been pretty solid for the most part all year, believe it or not. I know a lot of people have their eyes there, especially with some of the injuries. But those young guys have really filled in and done a really nice job. But I think the linebacker play has just been so much better. We haven't seen as many, you know, mug looks, guys being out of position, doing things that, in my opinion, we're kind of making their job a little bit harder. We're seeing guys like Nakai Hill Green, you know, Deontay Lawson look a lot. He looks a lot more healthy, a lot more confident, but flying downhill, being aggressive. And to me, I think that's led to a lot better success in stopping the run. So that's something to pay attention to on that side of the football. Let's flip it over to when we have the football, when the football's in our hands. Ty Simpson. I'm going to put this game in Ty's hands, and I don't want to put pressure on the guy, but I'm just going to be completely honest with you. Auburn's rushing defense, I saw where they ranked up. I respect it, so I wanted to go watch it. They've got some dudes, man. They and really up front, their front seven, they've got a lot of talent. They've got a number of guys that will be Sunday type players. Their linebacker, Atkins, is a dog. He's a really good football player. I believe he's a semifinalist for the Buckets Award. Really good football player. They got a number of guys up front on the defensive line. Falk, I want to say his name is. I know he's banged up last week. He's expected to play going into the year. A lot of people had a lot of high expectations for this guy. So he's expected to be out there. Big, long, physical player up front. And plus their edge guy, I know 24, what's his last name? I can't remember his name. Anyway, they've got a couple of guys off the edge that do a good job. I believe one of them was a transfer, but look, they're strong up front. They don't give up a lot. They're stingy in their running their rushing defense. So here's the thing. I definitely think we try to do what we can, but just understand that it's a good chance you're not going to have this, you know, newfound success in this game. But to be fair, going against Oklahoma, we talked about how good their rushing defense was, and we were able to find some ways to have some success on the ground. I think you got to look to do the same, especially in this game. You just have to try to find some ways. I don't think it's going to really get going like that, but at least find something that can help take some pressure off of Ty and not make us so one-dimensional, because I do believe with Auburn's weakness being their secondary, if we can get back to playing in that rhythm, if we can see Ty, you know, come back to life and play how he had been playing before the last few weeks, I'll be honest with you, even with the challenges of playing on the road and all the stuff that comes with playing in Jordan-Hare Stadium, I think Ty has an opportunity to have one of those games where it's like a come-back-to-life game. Him and Ryan Williams, honestly, who's been he's been struggling a little bit this season, right? And I understand he's playing, you know, different positions in the slot, stuff like that, but we need those guys to have big impacts in this game because that's what you're looking to exploit. You're not going to sit there and beat these guys by running all over them. It's just not going to happen. Could you see what you did, you know, against Oklahoma and have some success to help you out, right, to help you be more balanced? Sure. But don't anticipate going in this game and that's going to be your bread and butter. No, that's just almost like an assistance, right, to balance you out. What we need to have success in this game is to hit on those explosives that we were doing much more frequently early on in the year. We got to have those. And it starts with the guys up front. They got to protect. Again, these guys do a good job getting after the quarterback. But to be fair, offensive line has been solid, but they will be important as well because we have seen when we do face pressure, right, we see what happens. We, you know, typically leads to negative plays, whether it's sacks, turnovers, whatever the case may be. So that's important. But like I said, this one, I'll be honest with you. I really think we need one of Ty's best performances in this game. And I think it's setting up nicely for him to have that type of game. You know, he struggled the past couple weeks. Knowing him and how he is as an athlete, as a competitor, he's itching for it. He's hungry for it. You know, he's a guy that's very passionate about this university. What other opportunity would you like to have than to go on the road at Auburn and set yourself up to have that kind of comeback performance, man? And I say comeback, like, it's not like he's been playing awful. I just want to be clear. Ty's not been playing that bad, but he hadn't been playing his best ball the past few weeks. That's just a fact. The good news is, he's shown what he can do. We know what he can do, and he's done it in tough environments. He's done it on the road at Georgia. He did it against Missouri, and those are, you know, two solid defenses as well. So he definitely, without a doubt, can do it in this game, but we need him to return to form. I think that will be huge. That's one of my biggest keys, depending on how Ty plays, right, which also leads me to the turnover battle. Going to be big in this game. You go back and look at the Oklahoma matchup, right, see how we played there. The turnover battle was the biggest story. If we go out there and we're not able to force turnovers on defense and, you know, they do what they're looking out to do and that's force turnovers and we don't come up with the ball, that definitely could be an issue in this matchup. Plus, it's just going to give them momentum, which I don't think you want to do, right, just knowing from experience playing on the road at Jordan-Hare Stadium. So I think if you start fast, this to me feels like one of those games where if you start fast and you want to try to get some of that momentum taken out of them, right, that way by the second half you can kind of, you know, come up with some stuff, make some big plays, and slowly kind of come away with the game. But I do believe it's going to be one of those games where, I mean, it's going to go back and forth, especially early on. I think they're going to throw a lot at you, right? They're going to have that juice, but it's going to be critical that you find a way to take that life out of them. Because if not, if you let these guys hang in there, I'm telling you, it could end up being a long day, and we all know what happens. When you keep dragging things out, you start running the risk of giving things up. And I just feel like this is one of the games where we need to come out swinging from the get-go and try to kill that momentum as quick as possible. Because these guys, since they got rid of Hugh Freeze, man, they've got this new life to them. And they're kind of at that point where we all know they're already going to come out fired up because they're playing us. They have a chance to, you know, destroy our hopes and dreams this season. So you already got that. But now they've got this newfound confidence, man. So you definitely want to respect that and understand it's going to be a tough matchup. But I got faith in us. We just got to return to form, do a lot of things, a lot better than we've done the last couple of weeks. Not saying that's easy. It's easier said than done. But if we do those things, I think we should be pretty solid in this game. But that's kind of like a quick overview. I should have said quick. That was a little bit longer than I anticipated. But just wanted to give you guys kind of what I've gotten and gathered over the last couple of days of watching these guys on tape. That being said, Chase, let's do this. We can I know we probably just got to go ahead and combine breaks. Let's do this. If we combine breaks, what time do we need to be out, Chase? Or should we just hit one now? You tell me.
We can combine breaks right now. It'll work out perfectly.
All right, perfect. We'll do that. We'll hit an early break now. That way we combine it. That way, when we come back, we'll let you guys respond. We'll keep talking about this matchup. I got plenty more details I want to add to it. Plus, we'll start throwing some tape on the screen and show you a little bit more. So I can show you better than I can tell you. So I'll probably pull up some clips from that Vanderbilt game. Maybe we'll get to Mercer a little bit, but I want to really focus in on Ashton Daniels, a quarterback that we plan on seeing. I got some examples from that game I want to show you. So we'll try to do that. And more coming up right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store. America's art sport experts. Don't forget about our friends over there. If you're dealing with any type of pain, foot pain, knee pain, back pain, hip pain, you name it, go check them out right now at the Good Feet Store. They'll take great care of you, just like they've been taking great care of me over the past couple of years with these premium art supports designed to eliminate and alleviate all types of pain. Right? They knock it out in just 4 short weeks. It's clinically proven to do so. Walk-ins are welcome, but if you want to be punctual, go to their website, goodfeet.com, schedule an appointment, and find the nearest location to you. Again, that is the Good Feet Store. Improving the quality of people's lives 2 feet at a time. We got to hit a timeout. When we come back, we keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Stephen Mezrano, Alabama Injury Lawyers. Mez wins.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation...
But hurry, this offer ends November 30th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less. For a limited time at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Lakers won the late game in the NBA, a fifth straight victory, beating the Clippers 135-118. Luka Doncic with 43 points, 24 in the first quarter. He started 5 of 5 from three-point range. Orlando had no problem winning at Philadelphia 144-103. And in the only other game, Washington led Atlanta 31-8 in the first quarter and beat the Hawks 132-113. That ends a 14-game losing streak for the Wizards. C.J. McCollum with 46 points from three-point range. He was 10 for 13. College basketball wins for Michigan, Gonzaga, and Cal, which beat number 18 UCLA. In Vegas, number 3 Houston was upset by 17th-ranked Tennessee. Vols beat him 76-73. The Red Sox acquired pitcher Sonny Gray from the Cardinals, and in the new college football playoff rankings, the top 5 stayed the same, led by number 1 Ohio State.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cool and breezy with a sunny sky this afternoon, the high 59. Tonight, a light breeze, clear with a low at 32. For tomorrow and Friday, sunny both days. For Thanksgiving tomorrow, the high 51, Friday's high at 48. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 58 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
It's okay, Christian. Why? It's okay. It's all right.
Dude, why can I not say Thanksgiving without immediately saying Thursday? I mean, I know the answer. The answer is I always say Monday edition, Tuesday edition, Wednesday edition, Thursday. I get it. I'm trying to say this thanks. I almost said it again. This Thanksgiving edition. This Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Miller's Edge. We got to practice slowing down. And we, I mean, I. This Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Miller's Edge. There we go. Maybe I haven't drank enough of my my smoothie that I drink every day. You guys are joking about me drinking that all the time. Hey, man, it's my fuel. It's charging me up. I haven't drank it yet. That's why. That being said, hour number two, we're kicking it off. I just got done breaking down a good bit of it's my initial thoughts. I say initial, but like my actual thoughts. I hadn't really had time to really dive into these guys until really last night and today before the show, but really talked about all that stuff. Only a couple things that I need to probably add into there that I didn't mention. We mentioned a lot of their key players to pay attention to, but a couple other things I missed. In terms of their offense, they're going to go tempo. That's one thing. I think they were already using some tempo under Hugh Freeze, but I feel like in recent weeks, we've seen more of that under Knicks. Best believe you're going to get some tempo. So our guys had to be ready for that. And we already know, and I don't want to sound like I'm naming all these things, like, oh, watch out. But no, I'm just saying as a defender, these are just critical factors that you have to be locked in for, because that stuff, I mean, those are different elements, right? It's totally different when you play a huddle team versus a tempo team, and you just got to be ready for that stuff. I mean, because what are the challenges of going against tempo? Not just, oh, man, conditioning. You got to be ready to keep up with the pace, but also talk about communication, right? It's hard to communicate when, you know, they're running to play, they line up, get on the football, because you're immediately having to run and line up. And then you're trying to find out, you know, to get the play, then it's not just, okay, we get the play, but you have to get the play, then understand your alignment for that play or the coverage you're playing on that play or what you're doing on that play. And then if they motion and do things, what you get to if they do that. So tempo can create chaos is what I'm getting at. And it's going to be important for our defense to be prepared for that, which these guys are working on that. This is just me just putting you guys on, I guess, on game or just talking about it. But tempo, we definitely want to expect that. out of this team. And I'll pull up some of these clips here in a second, but you'll see, like I mentioned, like, I mean, you see a lot of quick game, a lot of screen game. They run the football pretty well. They got a quarterback that they'll implement in their running game, and they're going to utilize tempo. And that's what they've been doing offensively. So that's why I said, I mean, for defense, it sounds simple, and it kind of is simple, but it's not an easy task, right? Contain the quarterback, be prepared for tempo, and limit the explosive plays, whether that's from their skill guys like Cam Coleman or their quarterback running the football, doing some RPO stuff, right? If you can do those things defensively and do a good job like we've been doing in the red zone, coming up with key stops, I feel pretty good about our defense, right? Again, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge with the stuff that they do, especially as of recent weeks, but I'm confident in our defense in this game. The biggest thing, I guess the biggest concern is, like I mentioned earlier, is that offensively, we're going against another good defense, really good front. The good news is they're vulnerable in the back end. And basically, this is how I put it. What is their weakness? Their secondary. What has been our strength? Our passing attack. That's the good news. The bad news is we haven't been playing our best ball in the past few weeks, especially with even our passing game, right? If we went into this game and we've been passing the ball great, I'm not going to lie to you, I would feel 100 times more confident. But the fact that we haven't been doing such a great job of it does leave me a little concerned. But like I mentioned earlier, man, I'm choosing the belief that, hey, this is gonna be Ty's game, Chase, to come back and have a statement, right? It's like a statement game, right? Like, yeah, y'all asked me, because and we didn't play this part. Ironically, the clip that we played of Ty in his interview, I think it had this part cut off, but they asked him, you know, people saying like, hey, what happened to Ty? What happened to the old Ty? This, Chase, is his moment. I mean, it's the Iron Bowl on the road, man. Like, this game can create legends, bro. Like, I mean, like, you talk about the Gravedigger play. I mean, like, literally every year it seems like there's a play. I mean, you guys know this number of plays. I mean, Bryce Young with his historic drive. I mean, this could be Ty's moment, man. I mean, it's literally lining up in front of, like, I mean, perfect for him. Go out there, have a huge game against Auburn, the rival. And then we already talked about what comes with that. You lead your team to the SEC championship, all that ahead. I'm just choosing to believe, Chase, he's going to take all this fuel that he's had over the last couple of weeks, and I'm praying that he puts it all together and he has, like, a big performance. I mean, I'm rooting for him, man. Great dude, man. Great dude, great guy. He works his tail off. He just kind of hit a little bit of a rough spot the past couple of weeks, but I got faith that he can get it back. But we got to help him out, too, and that's why I mentioned our skill guys. Like, I think Ryan, like, this is the type of game, and we know Ryan had a big game last year. Like, we need that Ryan Williams, that, what's his nickname? Hollywood. We need Hollywood. We don't need Ryan. We need Hollywood. We need a Hollywood this game. And I think if him and Jeremy, they're going to have to step up. I mean, Quavis, good chance he's not playing in this game. That, you know, caused some concern for me, because, I mean, that was one of our most reliable weapons for Ty, especially just kind of getting those rhythm throws in, which let me point that part out too, guys. If I'm Ryan Grubb, especially being on the road, knowing everything with that, man, and knowing how Ty's kind of had some struggles as of recent, I'm not saying I'm just like dialing everything back, but I'm going to let him just get comfortable. I'm going to make sure, like, as a coordinator, I'm going to do my job to put him in the best position possible, especially knowing some of the struggles that he's had recently. I'm going to do everything I can to make him comfortable right out of the gate. Quick, easy throws, right? Getting a rhythm going, moving the football effectively, because we got playmakers that'll make plays. Let them build that confidence and rhythm early, and then let them get going and let that momentum build throughout the game. I personally think, I mean, if you take that route, we should be solid. And we talked about how good their rushing defense is, and I know a lot of people are, you know, bringing that up. And I'll just say this, to spin in a positive for Alabama, we hadn't really ran the ball great all year, and we still found ways to win. Now, did it catch up to us a little bit against Oklahoma just because we were a little too one-dimensional and that somewhat contributed to the turnovers? Sure. However, the good news is it's not like it's like, oh, man, we've not like we haven't seen us find ways to win without a running game. So that's the other point I'll make in that aspect. I still think you still try to at least establish some type of running game. But it doesn't need to be some groundbreaking game for us to have success, especially if we can get our passing game back going. 205-342-9904 is the number. We got Tommy up next, or up first, I should say. Tommy, welcome in. Tom, you there? Going once. Going twice. Sold. To the next caller, Tommy, if you want to circle back, ma'am, feel free to do so. You already know the number to do it. Chase, I'm putting you on the spot, ma'am. What do you think about this matchup? Alabama traveling to Auburn, going to Jordan-Hare Stadium, right? First time under Kalen DeBoer. We haven't mentioned that. That's probably something to point out, man. I mean, this is his first time. This staff's first time playing at Jordan-Hare Stadium. It's a pretty interesting tall task for him. What do you think about this game? How much you know about Auburn, and how do you see this thing going?
I honestly think it's probably one of the most interesting games for Auburn and Alabama, their history, because a lot is riding on this. On one side with Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, I'm telling you, he needs to win this game. He cannot miss the playoffs this season. It's imperative he does not miss it, or it is going to be an interesting offseason.
Interesting. That's putting it lightly.
I'm trying to be grateful. I'm trying to not, you know, put fire underneath the furnace. Trying to kind of warning
I
shot.
I feel you.
You know. And then obviously with Ty Simpson, man, you're right. The stage is set for him. He's been having off weeks left and right. You know, people are starting to doubt him again, but Ty is that guy. He's the quarterback for Alabama. He's QB1 for a reason. And why not do it, honestly, in the voodoo of all voodoo down in the plains, and really just stick it to your rival. I feel like he could possibly get back in the Heisman race with this performance, because QBs for Alabama, they've had this historic performances against Auburn. It's really catapulted them into the sunset. And I feel like this is the moment for Ty and his wide receivers. Like you said, we don't need Ryan, you know, the local guy at the post office. We need Hollywood Ryan Williams, okay? I need to see his star on the LA street. Like, that's what we need against this very tricky Auburn defense. And then for Auburn, man, it's kind of the same for DJ Durkin. You know, this would be a stamp on his resume to keep that Auburn job if he can pull out a win this weekend. And then obviously with how shaky Auburn's been, they need a signature win, you know, leading into the next season with recruiting and so much that they could ride on, be like, hey, like, we beat a very, very hot Alabama team that had all the weapons, had all of the momentum going into the postseason. We can do that again. And so, and it's really a positive, in my opinion. But honestly, whoever wins this game is really going to be in a nice spot. Whoever loses this game, it is going to be some repercussions within the fan bases, within the departments, within the whole team, really. But I think Alabama is going to be fine after all of that. They have a lot going right now in their favor. They match up a lot better offensively. They have more firepower. I think defensive-wise, it's not even a joke. I think Alabama's defense has been the anchor of this team this year. They've been really holding their end, which was a problem last year that we kept harping on. Can they step up? Can they be consistent? They've been consistent. Now, I'm going to be praying this special teams is really going to – I need them to be solid. If they can do that, because you know how these Iron Bowls can be. They get tricky and they get wicked. So I just need that special teams to hold their end, and I think Alabama can do the job and leave unscathed.
Great breakdown. Great analysis, man. You know, I didn't mention special teams because I was trying to hold it out. But, I mean, listen, you brought it up. I guess we got to say this. I would prefer this not come down to relying on special teams. Just being completely honest. But listen, we know that's a possibility. I'll say this. If I'm Kalen DeBoer, Ryan Grubb, I'm probably trying to do everything in my power to give us a safe lead where we're not in a position to have to kick a field goal to win this football game. That's probably going to be in the back of my mind, all jokes aside. But listen, but it is something to consider. McPherson, on their end, they've got a solid kicker, and he's perfect for extra points. Now, I think he's like 0 for on 50-plus, which he's normally a pretty solid kicker, but 50-plus, he hadn't had as much success there. So it's something to consider, but he definitely is. You give them the nod, and when you compare special teams battle in this game, and hopefully it doesn't come down to it. But you're right. You brought it up so we can mention this. I mean, there's a lot more riding on this game than just SEC championship and playoff berths. I mean, like you said, if for this staff, I mean, Kalen DeBoer specifically, if you don't win this game, not only do you lose a robbery, but you also, you miss the playoffs, and you we know that's just not going to fly with these fans, right? I mean, our fan base, man, not going for it. So this is a very important game. Like honestly, it's probably one of the most important games of Kalen DeBoer's career. The good news is, Chase, in these matchups that he has, these like must win or these big ranked, you know, this ain't even ranked, but you get what I'm saying. In the matchups like this, I feel like we're a lot is on the line. He typically does really well. He typically does well. Now, only thing I guess you could be concerned with if you say, well, the losses typically came to the teams that were like unranked teams that you were expected to beat. So that I guess could make you a little nervous. But again, all that stuff doesn't matter at all. At the end of the day, they got to line up just like we got to line up. Doesn't matter who it is, where it is, man. Football's got to be played. It's about making plays, executing, tackling people, scoring points, taking the football away, protecting the football, and whoever does the best at all those things is going to win the football game. That's pretty much what it boils down to. That said, we got to hit a timeout. We come back. We keep on rolling. Today is Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. I got it right this time. Typically, this is an SEC teleconference. We'll see if that, in fact, still took place per usual, which I'm sure it did. And if so, we should be able to pull it up. That way we can hear from Kalen DeBoer himself. We're talking about him. Let's go ahead and hear from him. Hopefully we'll have that when we come back. If not, we'll be waiting on it, but we'll get to it at some point. And maybe we'll even listen to DJ Durkin, listen to their side and see what they have to say as we discuss Iron Bowl 2025 on Thanksgiving Eve. Right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Art Support Experts. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Get your life back, baby.
Stephen Mezrano, Alabama Injury Lawyers. Mez wins.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping.
Head to Ulta Beauty for gifts that make the holidays brighter and even more beautiful. Ulta Beauty. Gifting happens here.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cool and breezy with a sunny sky this afternoon, the high 59. Tonight, a light freeze, clear with a low at 32. For tomorrow and Friday, sunny both days. For Thanksgiving tomorrow, the high 51, Friday's high at 48. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 60 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Hope you guys are having a great start to your day and hope you guys have a great rest of your day and a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. We're going to keep on rolling here. But first, while we wait on that teleconference, if everything still goes as planned with that whole thing, we got some more player interviews that we didn't get to yesterday. We got Ryan Williams, who spoke to the media yesterday, who I think has an opportunity for a big comeback game in this game. I think, look, man, we all know what he's capable of and we talked about it. You know, Auburn has vulnerability in their secondary. I think Ty and Ryan have a big chance to have those statement games. So let's hear from Alabama wide receiver Ryan Williams.
Good, and I'm just honored to be able to be a part of it.
You guys have any fun banter about it?
Of course. I mean, you know, he played for Auburn. I played for Alabama. So, you know, well, all of this week we've been clashing heads, you know, playing a game. But, you know, it's all fun.
Are you
Yeah, I was there.
What do you remember about that?
I was at the game when Bond caught it in the back corner of the end zone. It was just crazy. The environment, the whole game, it was, man, doing here, they bring a lot of energy. So.
Obviously, it's different as a player, but like, I mean, for having seen that in person, what do you tell players who have never experienced it?
I mean, it it's just like every other SEC away game. You know, there's going to be a lot of energy. Alabama, we're coming in, so we're going to get everyone's best shot. But it means a little more just because it's the Iron Bowl.
What's it like, Ryan, just knowing that they're trying to spoil what you guys have, and how motivated are you guys to know that you're going to have a target on your back this week?
I mean, it's nothing new. You know, this is what we face week in and week out. We try not to, you know, focus on external factors. We just know we got to go win and know this week.
There's some chippiness in the game last year, some fights after the game, during the games. What's the message to the players about kind of handling that?
Really just playing emotionless football, you know, nameless, faceless, you know, just keeping a disciplined mindset, because at the end of the day, like I said, we have to go win and know this week.
You were, you know, being a recruit of that game, like, I think I remember hearing that you were there trying to get you to rush the field or get ready to rush the field. Like, what do you remember about how that all played out?
I remember being in the recruiting area, and it was about 40 seconds left, and we hit the big shot, and I was like, it was just, I was super excited for Bond, because, you know, we got a relationship, we still do, and I was just glad I didn't have to do anything like that. A couple, like two or three, yeah.
Just this past game, obviously there's the pass in the end zone there, as well as the teaching, the learning going from that.
Really just never give up. I mean, if there's time on the clock, there's still a little way to win, and that's kind of how we feel week in and week out. You don't like to be in those situations, but I mean, when you are, I mean, the game ain't over till it hits zero. So
I'm at the Eastern Illinois game.
Oh, the Eastern Illinois.
I think that pass game maybe turned a little earlier. This is kind of what the coach wants.
Oh, well, really just focus on the ball. I mean, nothing. It ain't nothing extra. Just focus on the ball. Don't try to move without the ball. Yeah, just keep it simple.
Jeremy said yesterday, what if we go down there and blow them out? Are you in line with that same thinking?
I mean, honestly, you know, just how he was thinking, I think what he meant was, really just going in there, if we play our brand of football, you know, execute at a high level, I mean, I feel confident, and the rest of the team feel confident that we will make our plays, and I mean, the outcome, it can lead towards our way.
You have played in Jordan Hare, but you have played with teammates you have. What advice have you got for them about the stadium?
I mean, really, just like I said, it's another SEC away game. They're going to bring the juice. They're going to come out high, just like every other team that we traveled through this season. It's just a matter of executing our plays and over-communication.
Have you reached out to any former players about playing inside Jordan-Hare Stadium?
Nah.
And you and Campbell Banks, you have parallel groups from being in-state kids, one going to Auburn, one going to Alabama. What were your thoughts about his game? And just, of course, you guys are not going to be competing directly. Yeah. But what are your thoughts on what he brings to the table?
I'm really excited to, you know, get to see it in action. You know, I got to last year, and, you know, we have over the years, just both being Alabama kids. I'm super proud of him, you know, the season he had last year and this year. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to go win and all.
You mentioned playing your brand of football. What's the challenge of doing that and executing at a high level when everybody in the stadium, it seems like, is cheering against you, and especially in a true rivalry setting?
Really, I mean, we understand the environment. That's why we have our crowd noise every day at practice, and really just trying to, I mean, there's no such thing as over-communication, you know. So we just really just... communicating at an extremely high level and trying to get everything across, make sure everybody's on the same page. And if we do that, we'll be fine.
At this point in the year, when you play so many games and been through so many different road tests, is the challenge something that you look forward to?
1,000%. You know, it's just exciting to go on the road. We have a mindset of hale and white, and really just going out there and executing at a high level.
What does that excitement look like on the field, maybe before the game, and you guys are getting ready to go and things like that?
Really just looking at your brothers and see that look in their eyes, and, you know, just understanding the work that we not only put in, that we're going to put in the rest of this week, but this whole offseason, and we know we have the same goal at the end of the season. So, I mean, that look, you know, it's go time.
If you had one word maybe to describe your confidence level going into this game, what would it be?
One word. I don't know. We're just going to go win and know.
I mean, I don't know is three words, but we'll technically four, right, if you don't have the contraction. But we'll take it, Ryan. We'll take it, man. IDK, maybe we'll say that's what he meant. Right there. Good stuff from him, though. Hey, listen, the guy seems confident. And talk about maturity, man. Listen, they're trying to ask some questions there. And he cleaned up a little bit. And I shouldn't even say cleaned up. I mean, what Jeremy said went terrible. They definitely just took that one part of it, the whole blowing them out type deal. But good on his part, man, being mature, not leaning into that and kind of cleaning up that response, right? So smart kid, man. And I'm like I said, I'm expecting him to have one of those big games this week. I'm hoping for it. I think we definitely need it. And I want it for him too, man. He really is a good guy. I feel bad for – I know he's gotten some criticism, right? A lot of people had high expectations for him, just knowing his potential, right? Everything he did last year as such a young player. This year, whether it be, you know, out of position. He's more than capable of playing in the slot, but something that's a little bit new to him. We know that. You know, sometimes when you get in your head, you got a lot of pressure on you, right? You kind of go through a little bit of a rut. I know from experience as a player, it happens. And I'm rooting for the young man, right? I've even seen stuff. It's just sad sometimes, man, people, when these guys aren't living up to the expectations of the fans or whatnot, people start personally attacking these guys. And he's not done anything wrong. He might not be playing his best ball this season right now. It happens, but I'm not a fan of some of the like personal stuff I've seen some people saying online. But it is what it is. Can't control what people say. But like I said, I'm rooting for him, and I hope he has a big one this weekend in the Iron Bowl, because I know that'd be great for our team, but also really special for him being an in-state guy. We got to hit a timeout. When we come back, we got some folks on the phone lines. We'll go to you guys. We'll keep on discussing this Iron Bowl and more on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session. Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide head to Auburn for the 90th edition of the Iron Bowl. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at Tuscaloosa CD.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain Scent Boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9-
and performing better. All you have to do is stop by Game Day Men's Health at 1013th Street East in Tuscaloosa for a free consultation.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping.
Run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strongest steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30 plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact
IQBAR products, plus free shipping when you text IQBAR to 64000. Text IQBAR to 64000 to get your 20% off. That's IQBAR to 64,000.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feast Store, America's Art Sport Experts. We've been talking a lot about this Iron Bowl matchup, breaking it down, talking about a whole bunch of different factors, things to look out for. I know I said we're going to get to some of that tape, and I promise I'll try to throw some up here on the screen. But first, We got to go to the phone lines, 205-342-9904. I think we got Tommy back on the line. Tommy, welcome in.
Hey, Tristan, how are you today?
I'm good, man. How are you, Tommy?
Great. I think you got one problem. I think you got turkey on the brain.
I probably do, man. Listen, you got to remember, my showtime, man, 11 to 1. I'm like prime time lunch hour, right? We do radio when everybody's on their lunch break listening in. So while everybody's enjoying their food, I'm sitting here talking and entertaining and working. So I guess you're right, man. You caught me red-handed, bro.
Yeah, you got turkey and yam on the brain. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
I'm jumping the gun a little bit. That's on me.
Well, that's okay. It's like, you can do that. All we got to do is just manage the game Saturday and play smart football and don't lose the turnover battle. In my opinion, that will have hurt us in our two losses. We gave up too many points on turnovers. And we control that. And I know people hate to hear this terminology again, but I'm using it. It's accepted. Just manage the game. Go with the flow. Take what Auburn give us. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah. No, so, and I think that should be the approach, right? You know, we talked about it earlier. If I'm Ryan Grubb, man, get him comfortable, right? I mean, you look at Auburn's defense, their front seven, really talented group. They don't give up much on the ground. You try to establish somewhat of a running game to be balanced, but even in the passing game, man, use those extensions that we talked about, quick passing game, screen game, just little, you know, easy rhythm throws for Ty to get comfortable and build that confidence back up. And then when those opportunities start opening up, you start taking advantage of those things. But you don't need to do too much. Just take what the defense gives them. I mean, recently, I think a lot of it, as if you look at it, I mean, I think he's in his head a little bit. His timing seems to be a little bit off. And just got to trust, you know, what he's seeing out there and make those throws like he was making before. And the good news is he's done it literally, you know, the first half of the season outside of that Florida State game. We saw, you know, all the accuracy on those throws. We saw everything that he was able, those whole shots, you know, attacking the middle of the field better than almost any quarterback out there. He still can do that. He just has to get that confidence and that accuracy back up. But what's one way to kind of get to that? Those short, quick passes that build that confidence, get you in a rhythm, let your skill guys make plays, move the football down the field, keep that defense honest. That way they can't sit on these things. And that's going to set them up to have more success. Because, I mean, what's happening is, like, even if you go back and watch Eastern Illinois, that interception, like I'm telling you, I guarantee you they coached that whole defender up on that play. And they told him to play deeper because they know we've been taking advantage of the deeper part of the middle of the field. So you got to expect some of those things to start coming up because people watch tape and they see our tendencies. And so now you just have to just do some things to kind of counteract that a little bit. And I think Ryan Grubbs, he's a smart guy. I anticipate him having a good game plan for this game.
Yes, I mean, they just got to stay in the game plan and stay in the cell and just focus on the task and do their job, and they'll be fine. I mean, I'm not buying all this voodoo crap because, you know, shame on them.
Well,
your father should be giving them a sermon about staying away from that witchcraft stuff. Yeah. Don't believe in that little dude, man. Yeah.
Listen, I wouldn't call it that. I don't believe in all that crap either, but I do know it's a tough place to play given the environment, man. Like, if I had to list probably top SEC places to play or the like loudest, most hostile environments, they're definitely up there. Tennessee and Auburn, man, they're definitely up there. They do a hell of a job, you know, bringing a, you know, loud crowd, bringing that environment. They bring it, right? Especially when we play them. Every experience I had playing at Jordan-Hare Stadium, man, it was definitely a tough one. That said, at least as a defensive guy, because we know offensively they're the ones that get it the worst. Like, the crowd is the loudest when offense on the field. Like, that, their job is really affected the most. Versus us on defense, right? They try to be a little more quiet when their offense on the field. But I'll say this, man. As a player, I always embrace playing on the road. And it might be different as a defensive guy, but I always love playing on the road. Like, there was nothing more satisfying than going out there and you see how the crowd is at the beginning of the game to what it is at the end of the game after you handle business. And I just hope these guys adopt that mentality, right? Because if you go in there with that mindset, that mentality that, hey, man, we're going in here, you're like a gladiator, right? You're the man in the arena. No one understands what this is like unless you put those cleats on and been on that grass with all these people cheering, cussing you out, booing, whatever. But you got to embrace it, man. Like, you got to take on that role. Like, we're the University of Alabama. Like, take pride in that and know that all that training that you've done, everything that you've done up to this point has prepared you for it. There's no need to be nervous. There's no need to be anxious. Don't worry about the outcome of the game. Just go out there and worry about kicking the dude in front of you's ass one play at a time for 60 minutes in the game, over and over and over, and you will get the result that you want. I definitely just sounded like Coach Saban right there, but I can't help it. But I'm telling you, they take that mindset out there and know they're going to probably get punched in the mouth a couple times. It's a rivalry game. But, hey, go handle business. Kind of like we saw against Georgia. Like, we had that against Georgia. I just feel like in the past couple of weeks, hadn't really been. Like, South Carolina and some of these other games, we hadn't really had that same swagger, at least offensively. And I'm hoping we can bring that back. Like, I mean, Ty was not taunting the crowd, but at Georgia, I mean, you saw them, right? I mean, they're like, they're fired up, bumped up. Yeah, you know, they're facing the crowd after they score. Like, we need that type of attitude and energy. Like, it's the Iron Bowl, man. Like, what we saw last few weeks, man, I need our offense to say, all right, we've been a little timid the last couple of weeks. Nah, man. Nah, it's go time. It's time for the Iron Bowl, and it's time to get active.
Yeah, I mean, this is serious time. This is a playoff game. I mean, there's no rule.
It pretty much is, right? It pretty much is. It's an unofficial playoff game, pretty much.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to win this one. We got to win the state champion. To me, that's the most important right now, getting that number six win. Winning that, going to SEC and taking that and winning that. Because you know what? I'm going to say this. I do not trust that freaking committee in Indianapolis, whoever the heck they meet, to do the right thing. And we lose we win this one, lose it. Alabama will be the first team, 10-3, will be left out of the playoff. I do not trust them. I have a long history of watching them. In my opinion, screw Alabama over.
Mm. So, wait, hold on. You talking about the committee?
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, I know it's a little bit different now because I wasn't a part of this big, I guess, whole committee thing. But I will say this. I have experience, Tommy, with the committee from the 4-team playoff system. I will say they showed us some love, especially talk about Auburn. In 2017, second and 26 championship year, when we beat Georgia, right? Remember, we went to Jordan-Hare State and we lost. We lost our final regular season game. That was my first game back from my biceps injury. Me and Terrell Lewis, we made our return. Everybody was fired up, right? We got the edge guys back that missed damn near over half the year. And then we go and we lose to Auburn. And everything was in the hands of the committee. We didn't, that knocked us out of the SEC championship game. So we were sitting at home waiting, and we had to basically put our faith in the committee. So I'll say this, Tommy, I hear what you're saying, but I got to at least tell them, thank you, committee, for seeing what was right that year and putting us in the college football playoffs, because we ended up getting our shot.
Right, got
us the number 4 seed, and we ended up winning it all. And thanks to the committee that year, I got this beautiful ring sitting right here. I wouldn't have this if it wasn't for the committee in 2017. So I can't bash them too much. I can't bash them too much because they got.
Well, I can because I'm going to say our whatever lost that Friday. Remember they had that tragedy. Oh, they was emotional. They didn't tell that team nothing about what happened to after the game. They had a big lead in the blue. Everybody lost before y'all. And that over in the thing. But no, going back to history of the polls and this committee, no. Because I saw it in 67. I saw it in 77 when we were denied national championship.
Wait, whoa. Did you say 60s and the 70s? Hold on, Tommy. What committee are you talking about, bro?
I'm talking about the polls and everything. They have always had the mind, and it's the same group of people, the Northeast. Have always had a bias for the Southeastern Conference. Look it up. We were defeated national championship 64-65. We went undefeated in 66. Notre Dame tied the last game of the season, and they gave Notre Dame the national championship. Look it up.
I can't speak on that committee or that process. All I can tell you is, in terms of the college football playoff era, hey, they ain't really do us too bad when I was, like I said, I mean, I made the playoffs every single year, and I was here 5 years total. I made the playoffs every year, and like I mentioned last time, the only time I lost to Auburn, only time, was in 2017, and we had to put our faith in the hands of the committee, and we came home with these. So I hear what you're saying about the committee, Tommy, but something in me is like, man, go easy on them, because they did the right move with that one, so I can't be mad at that.
Five or six times. No, look up the history. They will screw the SEC over.
They put us in there 5 straight years. So I'm just saying. Tommy, we got to hit a break, man. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great holiday with you and your family, your brother and everybody. And look forward to talking with you soon, man.
All right, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Roll Tide.
Yes, sir. Roll Tide, Tommy. All right, we got to hit a quick timeout. We come back. We wrap things up back on the phone lines. We got Bryce. We got Robbie. We're coming to you when we come back right on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC. Hey, it's Christian Miller.
Your doctor, if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine, ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Let's wrap up with some phone calls. 205-342-9904. We got Bryce up first. Bryce, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, Kristen, what's your schedule this week?
We're off tomorrow. We should be back on Friday.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know if it was going to be a Friday or not, but Kristen, mm-hmm. In case I don't get to talk to you, I don't see this game like everybody else is seeing it. I got a different feeling about this game than I did. I was worried about Oklahoma and Georgia. I'm not worried about this game because you've got leadership. You got Ty, you got Bernard, and you got Jim Miller. This is their last hurrah. So they get to go out to Jordan-Hare and show out and take care of business. They got too much in front of them. I see this game could get ugly because I think Auburn's going to turn the ball over. I really do. Because this defense we got, you got to remember, they only gave up 7 points against Oklahoma. And every time we've lost a ball game, the 2 games we lost, we turned the ball over. We don't turn the ball over, it's going to be interesting. That's all I can tell you. I see this game a whole lot different than everybody else is seeing it. I'm not worried about Auburn.
That's interesting. I'll say this. Contrary to what you believe, I do think it's going to be a tough matchup. And I talked about it earlier and I explained why I don't have enough time to do it now. But that said, I'm with you. I think we take care of the football. I know their offense has some new life to them, but I like how our defense has been playing. That's why I said earlier that even with some of the things that they're doing right now, I don't think it would be nearly enough to really give them a whole bunch of success. Could I see them scoring a couple points here or there, right, to kind of keep it a little close, maybe at least for 3/4 of the game? Sure. But our defense, man, one of the best red zone defense. Really, what we already talked about, one of the best defense in the country. But red zone defense, I mean, we're solid. That's why I said if you contain the quarterback and don't let them get away with these sneaky little scrambles, extending drives that you should be getting off the field, or you know, allowing too many explosive plays that keep them in the game. I'm with you in terms of that front, but it would be irresponsible for me to sit here and say that there's not going to be challenges for our offense to overcome. Do I think we can overcome those? Absolutely. But I do think it is, you know, worth noting that, yeah, they've got a good defense. You're in a hostile environment. That's not just some easy task where you just go out there and just go, you know, play your best ball typically. I mean, you're expecting to have some turbulence. And with that, I think, you know, combining that with how we've seen our offense play the last few weeks, that's why I always note, if we play the way we played last few weeks, this game will be a lot closer than it should be, and we could run into some problems. if we return to form offensively and we see that tie since we saw earlier in the year, I'm with you. I'm not saying a blowout, but I think you win this game a little bit more comfortably than some people may expect.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at. I mean, I just don't get the feeling like I had against Oklahoma and Georgia, because Auburn is the reason why they're 1-6 and they're 5-6. Okay, I just don't see. Here's where I look at: we got better quarterback, we got better coaching. That's what I'm basing this on, Christian. I'm not just saying this to be saying it. I'm looking at the aspect. In order to win, you got to have better quarterback. You got to have better coach.
But let me ask you this, though. Hey. But I'm saying in terms of quarterback play, because you're putting a lot of emphasis on that, which I am too. That's why I'm saying he has to play good. You have no concern over what we've seen the last few weeks. Like so if we see the same level of play that we've seen out of Ty in this offense over the last few weeks, going against a defense as talented as theirs, at least up front, they are vulnerable in the back end. That doesn't give you any type of concern, because remember, we don't have some explosive running game that we can just lean into when our passing game isn't working great. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, we're a little one-dimensional in that aspect. That doesn't give you any type of hesitation whatsoever?
No, because their pass defense is suspect. And that's what I'm basing this on, the pass defense. And the best thing could have happened, because you know how Auburn is. They're all giddy about, man, they scored 62 points on Mercer and Deuce Knights. The next best thing is sliced bread. This is the way I'm looking at it. Yeah, I see our leadership. They got too much in front of them that they're gonna take control of this game. They're going to go down there and take the crowd out of the game. They're going to score real quick a couple of times, and they're going to take the crowd out of the game, and Auburn cannot play from behind. I mean,
I said earlier, we got to start fast. I'm with you. If we start fast like we were doing earlier in the year, because remember, we were starting fast, having good opening drives. If we can do that and start kind of draining a little bit of that motivation, I do think that helps us out tremendously. But like I mentioned, I'm going off of what I've seen out of us recently, and I'm just saying, if we play how we've been playing in recent weeks, there's going to be a lot more challenges in this game than there probably needs to be. That's all I'm saying. But I hear what you're saying, Bryce. I mean, I get what you're saying. When we're playing our best ball, you're right. We should beat this. If we're playing our best ball, we should comfortably beat this football team. But I also know when
we got too much
games,
in front of it.
Right, but we also had too much in front of us when we went on the road and lost to Oklahoma last year by a couple touchdowns and played one of our worst games. So I'm just saying,
I just know how the game
of football works, Bryce. I'm just saying. Again, if we play our best ball, I'm with you, but that has to be done, right? And we haven't done that in recent weeks, so I'm just saying. This
can you do me a favor?
Sure.
And I got on to my nephew for this last night. Don't say if. It's just when we go down there and take care of business and beat Auburn, we go to the national championship. Let's think positive. Bryce,
let me remind you and anybody else who has a similar mindset. I am a former player and analyst of this game.
I know you are.
My job is to break the game of football down. Listen to me, Bryce. If I came on this show and said everything that some of you guys say or want me to say about win we this and we're going to win by three, guess who would be wrong 90% of the time? This guy. Guess whose credibility rides on being, knowing what I'm talking about and breaking the game of football down based off my experience. That's what I'm going to do. That is my job. So, listen, I told you, I'm confident in our football team to win the game. If we play our best ball, we're a better football team than we should win this football game. However, just like I said against Oklahoma and people cried about me giving them credit and we saw what happened, I was right about that. Just like we talked about in other situations, I go off of what my eyes see and what they tell me. Listen, at the end of the day, yes, I'm a quote-unquote fan now, but I'm a former player that played this game for years. I'm an analyst that breaks it down. I'm going to do that because that's who I am and that's my job. All love, Bryce. We got to get out of here. Happy Thanksgiving
with
you, brother.
I'm with Tommy on you too, buddy. Bye.
See ya. All right, we got to get out of here. You got Wyatt coming up. Big thanks to everybody listening. Chase behind the glass. Again, happy Thanksgiving. I'm telling you guys, one of the things I'm most thankful for is you guys here on the show that lets us do this every day. So big thanks to you guys. Hope you guys have a great day tomorrow. Eat well. We look forward to talking to you Friday as we wrap things up ahead of this Iron Bowl 2025. This has been the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.